Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Tuesday, news listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 18th of May, 2021. We've got the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours, and it's coming at you, like it always does, in about 5 minutes. Well, it has to be said, the lossless music streaming service war is on. That's because Apple's decided, yeah, let's join the party. Now, we all know Spotify's joining the hi-fi tier sometime this year, but Apple is not going to be waiting very long. Their hi-fi service gets kicked off next month. Here's the best deal, too. You won't have to pay extra for it. According to Apple, 20 million songs will be hi-fi ready when it launches next month, and they plan on having 75 million lossless audio songs in its catalog by the end of this year. Now, when we're talking hi-fi, what exactly are we talking about? Well, of course, there'll be CD quality, 16-bit, 44.1 kilohertz. And as far as on Apple devices, you'll have a native 24-bit all the way up to 48 kilohertz on some files. However, though, if you got a compatible DAC, the kilohertz will jump up to 192, again, depending on the encoded file format. As far as we know right now, Spotify, they're only going to be doing CD quality. Now, we don't know the exact date when Apple will launch their hi-fi streaming service, but I got a feeling we're not going to be waiting too long into June to try it out. In other hi-fi streaming news, Amazon. Yeah, I guess they got the word from Apple that they weren't going to charge extra for their high-definition music. So Amazon Music HD, yeah, it's now available for Amazon Music Unlimited subscribers. You don't have to pay extra for it now. Yes, now you can stream audio at CD quality and above, of course, completely for free now as long as you are a subscriber to Amazon's Music Unlimited service. What makes this great is Amazon is now the first company to offer lossless music streaming at $9.99. Or if you're Prime customer, $7.99. Yes, currently definitely the cheapest game in town right now, considering Tidal goes for almost $20 a month and Qobuz is $15. As far as the content offering, well, you get 70 million songs in CD quality on Amazon Music HD, and for quality in Ultra HD, as they call it, not quite as many as the other services, around 7 million tracks. Well, for music streaming, we head on over to video streaming now, and the folks over at Twitch saying the subscription prices, yep, about to go down. Don't hear that very often now, do you? Unfortunately, though, if you're in the U.S., no, this is not for you. Nope, most countries outside of the U.S. are the only ones going to be feeling the lower subscription costs. Of course, it will vary from country to country exactly what the price decrease will amount to, and it will also vary from country to country when it will take effect. What we do know is Turkey and Mexico, they're going to be the first ones to get the lower prices, and that will be starting in a couple of days on May 20th. Now, for a lot of content creators out there, they're probably thinking, whoa, wait a minute. Lower prices means less money for streamers. Now, technically, yeah, that's true. However, though, Twitch is saying they believe it will translate to more subscribers and higher earnings in the long run. Though we don't really know how long that run is going to be yet. As far as other countries that will be on board, that still remains to be seen. But most countries in Asia, Latin America, the Middle East, Africa, and Europe, their decrease in subscription fees will start sometime in the third quarter of this year. And finally, you remember Redbox? You know, the DVD kiosk? Yeah, so many years ago. Wonder what happened to those things? Hey, guess what? They're still around. No, I'm not making this up. Yes, a lot of us now have access to high-speed internet. So getting a DVD from Redbox is like, what? But there still is a lot of places on planet Earth where high-speed internet access, yeah, is very much a luxury. Or just not available at all. Hence, Redbox is there for you. In fact, Redbox feels they still are so competitive in the market, they're about to take their business public. That's right, Seaport Global Acquisition Corp. Yep, that's the people that own Redbox. Are going public and are saying their company is valued at $693 million. Now, according to Redbox, 70% of their current customers are actually classified as late adopters. These are people that are pretty much on slow DSL connections, meaning trying to stream a high-definition movie, yeah, next to impossible in most places. Though Redbox DVD, yeah, technically not high-definition, but never mind that. With Redbox going public, they believe that their 39 million subscribers, yes, they're still there. I know, I was shocked too when I read that. They believe they can bump that up to over 50 million subscribers within the next 3 to 5 years. Nonetheless, though, got a long way to go to catch Netflix, who still currently has over 100 million subscribers. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way. BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com. Get subscribed to the news show over there. Support the news show over there. We do need your help right now so we can stay on the air. BritishTechNetwork.com/subscriptions if you'd like to contribute each and every month. $5, $15, $20. Or if you'd like to make a one-time donation, simply go to PayPal.me/BritishTech. Because without our listeners out there supporting this show, it's simply just going to go away. So we can't do it without you. So please, if you enjoy the new show, consider supporting us today. If you want to check out the British Tech Network on Facebook, it's simple to do. British Tech Network is the destination. Of course, we're on Twitter as well, @BritishTech. And join our community at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.